Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, this is Kiana with HomeDepot.com on a recorded line. I was calling because I have a customer on the other line, and he stated that he got a call from you guys earlier stating that you guys would come in and do an installation. But he said that you guys were supposed to be there an hour ago, so we just kind of wanted to see what's going on.
Okay, can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yeah. Let me go back to it. It should be 702-755-3706.
That was 702-755-3706.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
No problem.
Okay, let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
And this order is for Alan Sassival at 5646 Heather Breeze Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89141. Primary phone, 702-755-3706. Secondary, 702-610-6777. With an email of aps58@aol.com. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see here. And I see that the installation office would not be going out today because the customer did not confirm that someone would be home for the installation service.
Okay, so when would be the next time?
Okay, checking on availability. And let's see here. The next available day that I can offer without having spoken with the installation office looks like it's going to be the 18th.
The 18th of September?
Yes, ma'am.
And how would he have confirmed his appointment? What was he supposed to do?
He would have needed to give us a call here at XPO so that we could or return the installation offices or the text call.
Okay. 1 second.
Because the tech office called the customer to give a time frame, and the customer didn't answer. The tech called the customer, and the customer didn't answer. So had the customer answered either one of those calls, that would have been okay. Or if he would have called us, you know, we could have sent an email to the installation office but and let them know the customer confirmed. But they do call on the day of install to confirm with the customer. And if he confirms with the installation office, they will send their techs out for sure.
Okay, 1 second. Let me see if he's okay with the 18th first, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Okay, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. He asked, is there a way that you guys can do it on the 21st? Is that a day that is available?
Okay, let me check on the availability of the 21st. The 21st is available.
Okay, so let's go ahead and schedule it for that day.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just waiting on the order. And I have the installation scheduled for September 21st. And let me send an email over to the installation office. I apologize for this delay.
No problem.
And what was your name?
My name is Kiana.
You say Tiana or Kiana?
Kiana.
Kiana. Okay, thank you. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And I apologize for this delay.
No problem.
And it won't be too much longer now.
Longer now?
No problem.
Okay, I have sent that email over. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, that is all. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.